If you're not feeling very well, and I would argue that that's almost everybody, because almost everyone I know has got something going on. Because we got rid of all of the teachers over the last few centuries, the reality is that we're all a little bit lost and we're all sort of finding our way again. So you can just sit back and relax and just do this exercise with me. Hello and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. And today we're going to bring you a very special episode, which is all about the Love Grid, involving an empty cup and a jug of water. Welcome to today's episode, which is an exercise episode, which is relating to the podcast episode I've just recorded with my niece, Emily. In that, we talked about this really easy exercise called the Love Grid, which is what I'm going to do with you today. So the idea of the Own Your Health system is I've created a sort of modern alternative healthcare system, because there are existing alternative healthcare systems like Ayurveda or Chinese medicine, but not everyone knows about them. And a lot of it might seem a little bit sort of old in comparison to where we are in this modern society that we're living in. So I've sort of drawn upon my heritage as a modern day woman, and drawn upon my ability to teach, and drawn upon everything that I've learned as a Chinese doctor along the way and a healthcare expert. So what I've done is I've sort of gathered all of that and put it into a system. So as part of this system, we have episodes which are going to teach you things that you need to know: how the body organizes itself, how the body manages itself in order to stay healthy, what the causes are, what makes it get sick, and how you fit that into your already overloaded systems. Okay, that's what the system's all about. And within that, we have exercise episodes where we pull out an exercise, which I've learned along the way to teach and had great effect with my audience, to teach you something. So you can just sit back and relax and just do this exercise with me. So today's no exception. So what we're doing today is it's called the Love Grid. Now, what's this for? If you're not feeling very well, and I would argue that that's almost everybody, because almost everyone I know has got something going on, and they probably don't feel like they're fully amplified in their life, that they may feel that they've got physical symptoms, they may feel that they have emotional issues, whether that's depression or anxiety or just sadness or limited belief systems, or it might feel that they're not fully on their purpose, they're not fully aligned into what their soul is yearning for them to do in this lifespan. So in my opinion is, because we got rid of all of the teachers over the last few centuries, the reality is that we're all a little bit lost and we're all sort of finding our way again. So one of the easiest ways to compensate for this is to engage with what I call the Love Grid. So what is the Love Grid? Well, the Love Grid is something that I created with my community a few years ago. Actually, it was in lockdown, and we were all working through the cameras. We were doing live feeds regularly every day. There was this lovely community of people that were all sort of talking to each other through that medium. And yet we were all in different homes, in different countries, in different continents, in different time zones, and yet we were connected. So the way that I described it was that there is a Love Grid that sits between time and space. Okay, so just imagine a Coldplay concert where the lights appear and then the lights just go tick, 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 all across the stadium. Okay, so they sort of transcend space and time. And that's what the Love Grid does. Now, what we do with this Love Grid is that those of us that have got love to share, that we're like I am, I'm feeling strong and happy and confident, and I've been through lots of stuff and I've kind of worked my way through it, and I've feeling like I've got a lot of heart energy that I can give you. That is my healing energy to offer. I feel like I'm capable of injecting into this Love Grid a lot of love energy, okay? Now, there will be others in this community who also feel like that too. And they're more than happy. They've got so much love inside that they've got more than enough. In fact, it would help them if they could just channel it into something, because then more can come in for them and they can keep the system flowing, okay? Otherwise, they could almost burst, okay? Now, there'll be others in this community that absolutely do not feel like that at all, that they're feeling very wretched and very dejected, and life is very difficult, and they're going through what I would call a pain pivot, okay, where life is so challenging that they really feel like they're falling apart, breaking down, and that they've got nothing. They've got nothing to give whatsoever. They need to receive. Okay, so what you've got is like people over here, full, okay, like this big bottle of water, like full of love, loads to give. And then there's people over here, which is like this glass of water, where they're like, oh, they're literally drained to the last drop. And they think, so what we want to do is we want to fill this cup from over here and fill them all back up again. So we've got the lovers over here. And then over here, we've got the thankers. Because what happens is the people over here who need more love, what they need to do is draw off the Love Grid. But it's not a one-directional thing. Because if you've got love, you need love to come in as a healing energy force to make you feel better, because it will, okay, is that in return, what you do is you're grateful. And that's the interchange, so that the love comes from here and the gratitude comes from here. So the gratitude comes from an empty space. Now, that's super interesting because gratitude in Chinese medicine is the high energy frequency of the lungs. Okay. And if you think about the concept of breathing, what happens is the lungs fill with air and then empty straight back out again. Okay, and so the emptiness fills back up. So it's like this kind of concertina, okay? So really, when everything's fully healthy, in comes the love, out goes the gratitude. In comes the love, out goes the gratitude. And when you're in a fully amplified, healthy state, that's where we're going to get to. But for the purposes of the love grid, what we're going to do is just play with the interchange of these two energies. That those who've got plenty to give, they give the love over here. In comes the people over here who've got lacking of love, lacking of that frequency, they're going to give gratitude. Okay, then in return, what happens is the lovers over here enjoy the feeling of the gratitude, which in turn allows them to offer more love. Because it's the love energy comes from the heart, which in Chinese medicine commands the body, okay? But the lungs, which is the energy of gratitude, govern the heart. Okay, so lungs govern, hearts command. So the governor gives back to the commanding agent what it needs in order to give back again, because that's what heart energy does. It expands and it gives. It's a super, super interesting concept, and it's a very easy thing to do. Now, the other last thing to say about the whole gratitude concept. So if we're over here and we're in need of feeling better, so we need to feel better over here because we're in a state of lack, that gratitude is this high frequency, and it's very easy to be grateful for somebody giving you something as precious as love. Okay, because love, heart, energy is divine in nature. But also because we're here in Earth school, what then happens is that us as Earth creatures have normally, because we've killed off all the teachers and we're only just kind of sort of having a bit of a resurgence now, is that we've had to learn the hard way how to re-access this knowledge, which was all about centuries ago. So we've all had to kind of go through all sorts of awful things in order to access this information, to work on ourselves, work it through, and then offer it through as love. So when a human being has suffered in order to give, that is the highest energetic charge one can offer someone else, because what you're offering is compassion. And compassion is a very high state of healing, because we as lovers over here understand what it feels like to be lacking in a state over here. So therefore, we are able to offer something that we've learnt ourselves in order to start to generate a strength over here. There is no higher energy frequency that we can work with, okay? So therefore, it's very easy for somebody with lack over here to feel gratitude. Okay, it's very easy to feel grateful for something when you know what it feels like to be suffering, because the energy over here initially is suffering. So the person over here is offering you that by saying, I know what that feels like. I've also been in that state. I have felt what it feels like to feel the way you feel right now. My story may be different. I haven't gone through your exact set of experiences in order to make it that I can say to you, I also have experienced that specifically, but the feeling of that lack, the feeling of the suffering is without question something I've experienced, and I've learned how to amplify myself and alchemize through that in order to be in a state of love. And the whole thing's transferred through this grid. So let's practice it together. So first of all, identify, are you a lover or a lacker? So just decide where you are. I'm definitely in the love camp. Okay, but I've definitely been a lacker many, many times in my life. So first of all, decide, are you a lover or a lacker? Okay, so with a lover and a lack energy, what we're going to do is the people that love, when we breathe out, we transmit love into this grid. And we literally imagine a Coldplay concert grid going across everything, okay? Those of you that need love, because you need to, if you need to feel better, because you're lacking, so you need to feel better, when you breathe in, you draw that love into the body. And when you breathe out, you're grateful because somebody's just given you something very, very precious. Okay, so that's how it works. So you're basically, the lackers are going to be breathing in love, and they're going to breathe out gratitude, okay? Now, the lovers are going to breathe out love and breathe in gratitude. That's the interplay between the two. Okay, so all we're gonna do is place your heart, your hand on your heart, and your other hand, let me just stand up to show you, hand on heart, hand on lower belly. Sit comfortably, preferably have your feet on the floor so that you feel grounded and supported in your chair. But if you're not in a particularly comfortable place, just make yourself comfortable, okay? Then just close your eyes. Take a lovely deep breath in and just sigh out. Oh. Do that two more times. Oh. One more time. Now, you might want to just gently sway the body. If you're still feeling a little bit agitated, not yet relaxed, just a very little gentle sway from side to side to just get the body into a slower rhythm. Now, just allow yourself to just breathe slowly in. Linger at the top of the breath. Breathe slowly out. Linger at the bottom of the breath. You'll naturally come to a halt with the swaying. The body will feel settled. Just allow that breath, breathing gently in, lingering at the top of the breath, and breathing gently out, lingering at the bottom of the breath. Allow the side of your lips to just gently, gently upturn like a Mona Lisa smile, just gently. And just imagine in front of your whole body, it's like the whole of the front of your body is opening up like two massive opening doors. And that the whole of the front of your body is open. And you can see your organs and your chakras. Everything is sparkling. As you breathe in, imagine that everything sparkles. Like a golden cave, just full of beautiful sparkling light energy. Just slowly breathing in and lingering. And breathing out and lingering. And now imagine from your heart a beautiful cord of gold. It's just coming out from the heart, out through this beautiful golden space in front of you. And as it opens, it's like the root system of a tree. It goes chick, 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 and just connects chick, into this beautiful grid. And this beautiful grid spans the entire world, this whole community, all of us engaging with what we're doing right now. This grid goes all the way around, and every time this grid reaches one of us connecting to this exercise, and we're all over the world, it lights up. There's little dots all over the grid of community, gently breathing in and out, transcending space and time as we breathe in and out. This beautiful grid starts to pulsate, and it pulsates with two frequencies, love and thanks. And it pulsates to the rhythm of this beautiful slow breath, lingering in, lingering out. Be aware of how you feel at this moment in time. Notice if you feel lack or love. If you feel a lack, as you breathe in, imagine through your nostrils, you're breathing in this divine air that pulls off the love grid. The grid is right here. Your heart is connected. And you breathe in through the nose this pure divine energy frequency full of love. filling your lungs, filling your body full of love energy. Allow it to linger at the top, the most beautiful, divine, sparkling, golden light energy in. And then as you exhale, imagine the thanks. Be so grateful for this breath. Breathe in. Draw the energy back through the nose. Feel the love energy. Feel the love energy fill your body. Imagine your body full of love. Feel so strong, so loving. Imagine your heart expanding. So full of love. And then release. And as you let go and exhale, just imagine you're giving the greatest thanks into the grid, nourishing back what you just took out. Breathing in again, allowing the breath to fill the body. Imagine your heart expanding. You may feel that the heart can't expand. It may have been so broken that it's forgotten. But remember that heart, love, energy is expansive in nature. So if it feels limited, it feels compressed, it feels caged or broken or hurt or bruised, just imagine this breath like mist, just permeating through every cell, just allowing it to plump back up. Just imagine it gently nurturing, gently healing, gently loving. Feel its warmth. Allow the smile on your lips to become the smile in your heart. And just feel that love energy gently expanding, gently healing. And as you exhale, just imagine that that breath goes back into the grid full of gratitude, and that each time the grid reduces ever so slightly as you breathe in, but increases in equal measure as you breathe out. Each time, that glow coming in, healing the body, and going back out. Lakkas, continue with that breath. As we are now nourishing our body, starting to create a state of healing. Lovers, as we breathe out, we're allowing the love in our hearts to just gently flow into the grid. Imagine it flowing so that our bodies are feeling light and clear and empty. And then as you breathe back in, just allow the gratitude to just fill your lungs, as gratitude is the high frequency of the organ of the lungs. So allow it, and as you linger at the top of the breath, allow the gratitude to penetrate into the heart and alchemize into love. And imagine your body full of love. And then as you breathe out, allow the love to exhale into the grid, feeling the beauty of the space. Sit comfortably within the space, feel its resonance, feel its purity, like a chalice. And then breathe the gratitude in, let it fill the lungs, linger at the top of the breath. Let that gratitude penetrate into the heart space, alchemizing to love. Feel the alchemy, feel gratitude convert to love. Feel the shift of the frequency, feel the process of one sensation becoming another. Gratitude is love. And then send it back out. And notice how heavenly the sensation is. So all of us now, lovers and lakkas, we sit with this grid And each time any of us breathe, the grid strengthens. Notice how you feel. The body lighter, a sense of peace, and quiet. Just the feeling of the emotion coming in and out as we breathe and linger. And then when we're ready, gently imagine that the front of the body closes, sealing within it the purest and the highest frequencies, sealed with crystals. Sealed by the angels. It's allowing the body to go back into its normal physical state. Angels at the front, dancing, trumpeting, playing beautiful music of the spheres. Over your heart, do a sideways figure of eight. Breathing gently, just allowing the connection to soften. It still will be a beautiful thread, always connected to this grid, always accessible. Take the figure of eight in front of the lungs, just a sideways infinite sign, breathing, smiling, allowing that deeper connection to just soften as we come back into everyday normal conscious thought. Take the figure of eight down to the solar plexus. And then down to underneath the belly button, above the head. And then just come back to the room. Notice how you feel. I'm hoping that you're going to feel a higher energetic state, a more peaceful, relaxed state. It's a very simple exercise. The love grid is a thing. We can draw on it whenever we want. I do invite you to talk about it in the comments below. Come and join me over on the Health Club on Facebook. It's a free group. We talk about this, we do live feeds, we talk about all of this content. And it is a very, very easy way to start to employ high healing methods into your everyday life, okay? The key to the system is it's not just do that and everything else will be okay, okay? The body is designed in this pyramid, which is the physical body at the bottom, the emotional body in the middle, and the spiritual body at the top. And we can heal the body with a combination of exercises which will work on all levels simultaneously. That exercise is using high healing with your conscious mind and the breath, okay? But what it's not doing particularly is moving the actual physical body. So with that, you would do this kind of exercise in conjunction with hot cold bathing, yoga, Pilates, Qigong, walking in nature, doing Gua Sha techniques, tapping the body, exercises which are going to actually move the physical stagnation through the body. But these kinds of exercises create a very powerful state of feeling. When one starts to feel joyful and grateful and nurtured and supported, and that the structure of the body feels in a state of abundance and love and gratitude at all times, the body will start to make shifts. Okay, so this is an exercise which is really good for working within the overall structure of the Own Your Health structure that I've created for you. So it's part of the overall. It works beautifully all by itself as a meditation technique, but for the best results, you want to be using it in conjunction with physical movements at the same time. So just to give you an example of what I do because I've kind of created the system and made it the way it does, every single day I will do my baseline of self-care. Okay, so I will do 10 minutes of Qigong every morning. I will intend to do my 10,000 steps a day. And if I miss it, I make up for it later in the week. So that so far, I'm recording this in late September, my yearly average is 11,800 steps, having set the intention to do 10,000. So I have been meticulously on that as a benchmark every day to move the body. I always do hot cold bathing in my shower. I will always turn my shower to cold. Okay, I don't just have hot showers, I go to cold. I will always use the body sculptor in the shower. I will always tap my body with the tapper. I will always gua sha my body if I've got aches and pains. I have acupuncture. I do Thai yoga massage. I practice yoga at the regularly throughout the week. I practice Pilates through the week. I make sure that I keep my body within, as best I can, a routine of when I eat, when I relax. I try not to go out too often consecutively. If I have a night out, I try and have a night in. Every now and then it goes wrong, and then my sleep gets disturbed. So my routine is as fixed as I can make it be on the basis that I live in London in a modern day life, okay? And those are the kind of basis, the baselines of self-care. And then these kinds of meditations infuse into that baseline to kind of keep everything moving like this, okay? So it's not just a case of doing this and everything's gonna be okay. But if you don't do this, then you'll often find that the other practices that you're doing, well, I do all of that stuff, it's not quite working. It's probably because you're probably a lacquer, in honesty, okay? And therefore, lacquers need to develop the state of gratitude in order to absorb more love so that the love frequency is more abundant in their bodies than it was when they started. So that was today's exercise episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Do let me know in the comments below, and I look forward to seeing you next time.